Welcome to the Student Sessions with your hosts, Tonya Galati and Regan Spinks. In this series, we talk with students, graduates, and industry professionals all about internships and placements.
Hi, and welcome to the Student Sessions with me, Tonya. Today, I'm joined by Sylvia and Alexandra. Hi, both.
Hi. There.
How are you doing?
I'm great. Thank you. How are you?
Yeah, I'm really good. Thank you both for joining me. I know you are really busy in the final year of university, but we're really interested to hear from you both today in terms of your placement year. So without further ado, Sylvia, I'll start with you. Tell us a bit about yourself.
So I'm Sylvia and I'm coming from Poland, and currently I'm doing a final year of international business course at the University of Liverpool. And already in early high school, actually, I knew that studying abroad would be something that I really wanted to do. And then I found about placement opportunities. So that definitely made an impact on me going to the UK. And I'm really glad to be here.
Brilliant.
Just in short.
Great. So we'll hear about your placement year overseas shortly. Alexandra, tell us a bit about yourself.
Hi, nice to meet you. I'm Alexandra and I'm 22. We have actually a lot of fun with Sylvia because we do a very similar course. So I'm doing business management last year. I also did a placement in Luxembourg. From my personal interest, I am really into social and political issues, and I love traveling and learning new languages.
Okay, brilliant. So as you both said, you both did a placement year abroad. When you started university, Alexandra, did you know that you wanted to do a placement year?
Actually, it was something that I changed after after the first semester. So I feel like... That's actually might be a really good advice if someone is still unsure that at any point they can still change and university will allow it. I wasn't sure because I'm an international student and, well, I just didn't know like in which country I will end up in finally. So, I just didn't really think about the career path when I was moving abroad also. So, yeah, that's it for me.
Okay. And you, Sylvia, you mentioned that you knew you wanted to do a placement year abroad. So when you picked your university degree, did you already know kind of where you wanted to apply to then do your placement year overseas?
Actually, yes and no, because the doing a placement overall was one of the most, I think, important factors for me to choose the UK. But this option, like to combine the studies and work experience, to like gain this practice and like have some understanding what I would like to do before graduation was just like a perfect way to go. But I didn't really know before what kind of placement that would be. I just wanted to gain some practice, like real work experience, let's say.
Okay. So many of our listeners will be at other universities across the UK with similar resources. So if anyone who's listening who's thinking about doing a placement year overseas, can you tell us a bit about the university resources that you used to help you do that, Alexandra?
I feel like there is actually a lot, and except of the obvious, which can be like a career studio, I feel like we can always like reach out to our like teachers. Lectures, they actually have like a lot of like a very like wide resource base. So yeah, I feel like just reaching out to your like academic advisor or like someone from the management school, and they're always willing to help. Even they will just like, if they don't provide like a direct contact, they can like tell you like which websites should you like look at or something. So they actually know a lot.
And what about you, Sylvia? What resources did you use to help you?
I used my academic advisor's help, and that's how I secured this placement even, because it was such a struggle to find something, a placement during COVID. We were searching, and also countries in Europe, like European countries, they don't really offer 1 year placements, rather, I would say 6 months internships, So it was even harder for us. And I was really keen to go on overseas. So I was just asking my academic advisor constantly, what should we do if we don't secure where I can find something? And then the university study abroad team as well was helping us. And that's actually how I found out about this offer that I secured, luckily for me.
Brilliant. So let's talk about that, because you both ended up at the same place, didn't you? So Sylvia, tell us a bit about the company, the role, and kind of where you found yourself.
We ended up at Vodafone Luxembourg, which is a part of Vodafone Group with its headquarters normally in London. But Luxembourg Vodafone was consisted of three entities, which is procurement company, where Alexander was. There is a roaming services when I was, and there's also like a startup kind of innovation.
Yeah, it's called Tomorrow Street.
Yes, Tomorrow Street, exactly. So it's not a very, I wouldn't say it's a big part of Vodafone compared to like London and any other countries like Germany. But the country itself just amazed us. So we just wanted to go somewhere and just experience something different. So as I'm saying, I received a role in roaming services department in the commercial team, where we were managing basically contracts with the roaming partners and customers, but like for all over the world. So it was just this one roaming services kind of like department for the whole Europe, the whole company. And our working style actually was slightly different than Alexander's experience, as mine was maybe more focused and fast-paced, I would say. I think Alexander can add something later. And about my role, I started by supporting our pricing manager in like price setting, revenue forecasting, some accounts receivable projects. And later on, for the last 6 months, I switched roles and became like a right hand of our marketing manager, with like dealing with customer experience, website development, or just providing reviews to our management board. So I think that's the whole thing.
Well, congratulations, both of you, because securing a placement, let alone overseas during COVID, was never going to be an easy thing. How did you feel, Alexandra, about moving abroad?
About my placement. So, yeah, I ended up in VPC, which is like, shortly speaking, we are like a procurement function for other Vodafone entities. And my role was like a digital role. So we actually were working on data analytics, as well as like enhancing already existing and building new procurement solutions. As Sylvia mentioned, my work experience was a bit different because our teams differ a lot in terms of like the culture. Mine was more like, I wouldn't say chill, but it was more like It was not detail-oriented, it was output-oriented. So we didn't really like, no one told us like what to do in exact amount of time, but more like you have to do that. No, sorry. No, not in the exact amount of time, but... we had to do stuff for the output, for the deadline, and meanwhile nobody was really like watching us what we are doing in a given time. Yeah, that's what I wanted to say. Regarding moving abroad, I actually feel like this was personally my dream, let's say. And when I was looking for a placement, I really focused on, I was applying to the UK as well, but I was focusing on going more abroad. So I feel like when I came there, obviously we had a lot of obstacles to overcome, but at the end of the day, I feel like everything was worth it.
Well, it sounds like you had a really fulfilling and kind of useful year. Sylvia, how did you benefit from having someone else from your own university at the same company in the same location as you?
Actually, it was an interesting story, as we didn't even know each other before. Not even the fact that you're at the same university doing a similar degree and that we both come from Poland. Nothing at all. We never met before. And we actually met by accident on our Facebook group that was like created for interns of that year. And we just started talking about all the trouble that we had with finding accommodation in Luxembourg on the very last minute. But we ended up in the same shared house, so that was great. And eventually living and working with someone in this exact same position meant a lot, like for me, in terms of like supporting each other, that you can always talk to someone who understands and also speaks your language. So that's like an additional benefit. So it was just easier overall to like deal with all the difficulties and all the challenges that we faced there, I think.
And I think a lot of our listeners may be thinking, oh, actually, I haven't thought about going to do a placement or an internship abroad. Alexandra, how do you feel that your overseas placement has helped you in terms of your development, both personally and professionally?
So I feel like when it comes to like professional development, so obviously, I feel like for every student, it means a lot in terms of like networking and future contacts. But in this regard, Luxembourg is this unique that like there's so many international people. I feel like someone told me during my placement that there's actually only one or two like original like Luxembourgish people working there. So just like, I don't know how many nations, but like there's like, I think like almost everyone working in that company from like maybe almost every country in the world. Obviously like dominating from Europe, but still it's really international. So yeah, this is like a next advantage, because yeah, like then we can have like some future contacts, and they actually will be like, you know, worldwide. So that's a lot. And then when it comes to like personal development, I feel like for me and Sylvia, we're actually the fact that we started learning foreign languages. So I learned German and Sylvia learned French. Because obviously Luxembourg, there are three official languages, which is Luxembourgish, French, and German. So this is why our choice is to learn these languages as well. And we are actually, Luxembourg is small, so we were also like traveling a lot to the neighboring countries. So yeah, this is like this like unique experience with that.
God, you really did make the most of the opportunity. What about you, Sylvia? How do you feel that you benefited from doing your placement overseas?
I think apart from all the skills we could gain like at working in the company, I would say that even working in this such diversified teams, as Alexander mentioned, with people like from different countries and backgrounds, I would say that this exposure to like different skills, ways of thinking and working was just a very valuable experience that we could like open up to other cultures and just understand a bit more and see a bit more that we cannot experience, let's say, in the UK that much. And personally, apart from learning the French language, which was quite difficult and I'm still struggling, I think I gained a lot of self-confidence in terms of like being open to people around me, and just that I could always talk. I was not afraid to ask questions or even make mistakes. I feel this kind of like confidence, the most important thing.
And you're now both in your final year of university. So how do you feel that what you learn on your placement has helped you in terms of your final year? What are some of the things you've been able to apply to your final year now? And I'll start with you, Sylvia.
So I think that I definitely manage my time more reasonably. Like I know what things to prioritize, what I can leave for the last minute or something like that. But like with studies and assignments, I feel like I'm maybe more organized and focused now, as I have, let's say, more discipline and independency. And it's just easier to stick to some deadline because I'm just very focused on that one particular thing. And I think that's the main thing from that.
Okay. What about you, Alexandra?
I feel like it's actually very similar for me. I feel like I'm a lot, let's say my career path is a little bit more clarified, although it is not clear fully at all yet. But yeah, very, very similar to Sylvia actually in this regard. And I feel like I'm also like now more cautious, like once I did my like placement search and I did the placement itself, it's like I know how to go through the process again, kind of, and looking for grad jobs.
So what's next for you both then? Alexandra, what are you looking to do once you've graduated?
Oh, that's a tough one. I feel like asking any student at this point is, you know, but I'm actually looking for different opportunities still. So I kind of take the same approach when searching for placements. I am more clarified when it comes to the role, maybe, or at least I don't know what I don't want to do. Yeah. Because it also clarified when I was doing my like my interviews for placements. So this is actually a lot. Like, if anyone is a student and is hearing that, please take into account that like you will find out that you, it's also important to find out what you don't like, and then you can like arrive to the point when you know what you like. So I am at this point of eliminating, and I feel like I have some options and they are not clarified yet, but yeah.
Well, this is a good piece of advice. Well, it sounds like you've got a plan at least, Alexandra. So that's a good thing, isn't it?
Yeah, I'm applying to different roles as well as the UK as in Europe. I might take like some work as an option, but yeah, it's just like an option at this point. So you know, Luxembourg is very specific to live in. It's also very small, so it's not really the best. It's a good place to live in for a while, but it's not maybe the best for a long time if you're still young, because it's quite, you know, quite small and quite boring at times. But it can be, you can cut it, if maybe we can cut it, but that is boring, not to discourage people. But yeah, it's very beneficial because it's very like we have a lot of contacts and networking, and it's a great experience to have, but long term it can be very daunting actually there to live as a young person. And it's actually something that many employees of Vodafone told us as well in their like 30 or 40 or something, that yeah, maybe it's for later, I think, if I would consider it.
Okay. Well, we'll have lots of students listening who might be considering going abroad for a placement year, or maybe not, maybe staying in the UK. So what one bit of advice, Sylvia, would you give to our listeners who might be considering doing a placement year abroad?
So what I would say is just don't be afraid to get out of this your comfort zone and just try something different, because I know it's more comfortable to stay within the UK because you're already studying there. But it's actually worth trying something, something to see, to explore, because this is just a chance that life gives you, I would say. And we both can assure everyone who is just considering a placement abroad that it will just give you an incredible and memorable experience. And just don't get discouraged, like don't rush, and just because there will be always like ups and downs, but it's just important to give yourself some time to adapt. That's what we actually did, just to somehow manage and survive, I would say. And just from the practical things, we would say to start preparation as soon as you receive your offer, because then you just don't have to stress about it later.
Well, thank you both for joining us on the Student Sessions today and for sharing your experiences of your placement year. It sounds like you've really made the most of the opportunity, and we are excited to see what's next for you.
Thank you. Thanks for having us.
Thanks for having us a lot. We are excited too.
And to our listeners, thanks for joining us. Do join us again on the Student Sessions.
Thanks for listening to the Student Sessions podcast. Enjoyed what you heard? and subscribe on Spotify, iTunes, or wherever you listen to your podcasts.